Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Andrew Diss joins us. He's Vice President of Government Affairs for the Morello Group. They own the Sahara and the Grand Sierra Resort. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Andrew Diss. He is Vice President of Government Affairs for the Morello Group. And the Morello Group, among many other things, owns the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno and the Sahara Hotel Casino in Las Vegas. Pleasure to have you here, sir.
I've been watching the show for years. It's a pleasure to be here for the first time. Thank you, Sam.
Well, hopefully the first of many. Let's start out just briefly about the special session. We're taping this on the morning of August 5th, so things are still hanging out there on the bill that is going to provide protection for the gaming industry and other businesses that is, in my mind, much needed. But where are we at this point in time, do you feel?
So we're still waiting for it to pass out of the Senate. There was a late night hearing that went on for a while on two nights ago. And I think LCB is working on some minor amendments to it right now. Hopefully the Senate will take action on that today and send it over to the Assembly, and they'll begin the hearing process over there. But I think all eyes are waiting with bated breath to see how that turns out, because that was a hard-fought agreement between the culinary workers and some of the largest employers in the state, and it gives a little bit on both sides. There are some groups that still want to be included in that, and that may be what some of these amendments that we're going to see coming are going to do, is put them in the bill. But the general aspects of the bill is the culinary union, they wanted worker protections if their workers have to get tested, they wanted some paid time off, they wanted enhanced cleaning procedures. A lot of those things, a lot of the big hoteliers are already doing. And then on the other side, to protect the businesses, you have a gross negligence standard that anybody bringing a claim has to meet. That's a high bar to set, but at the same time, COVID is next near impossible to prove where you actually picked it up, and that's why there is such a high bar, including the liability.
I was a little surprised at the ferocity of the opposition from people like Chris Giuliani, that showed up on Facebook in the last 24 hours, and it seemed like the governor's race was being reenacted through some of her missive there.
I didn't see what Chris was saying about it, but there were some other groups that I witnessed during the testimony a couple nights ago that came out pretty hard against it. That was surprising to me too, especially since the largest union representing workers in this state was in full-throated support of it. I'm not sure if their concerns was it didn't go far enough, but it was a surprise to me as well.
let's change direction here and talk about the Morello Group, because this, I've been trying to get somebody onto this program to talk about this company for a long time. I am, as anybody who's watched this program or listened to it for over the years knows, I'm a huge fan of Alex Morello. I think that he has accomplished incredible things, starting out at the Grand Sierra, which, you know, started out life in 1978, with Kirk Kerkorian and MGM. And at the time that it was built, it was an incredible property. Reno was barely known except to gamblers, basically, but it suddenly became this huge tourist attraction, opened with 1,000 rooms, then went to 2,000 rooms. And remember, it's 1978, so this was not something that was normal. There was also what is now Bally's, was the MGM in Las Vegas, so a twin property that had opened earlier. And literally, people from all over the world found their way to Reno, Nevada, to go and see Hello Hollywood, Hello, and to enjoy movie theaters at a casino, which I think was probably one of the first to ever happen. Hi-Li, which was a game that was hot back in those days, and certainly I'm sure is still played in Florida these days. But it was so ahead of its time. And then over the years, for many reasons, that business faltered because there wasn't a reinvestment into the building. Mr. Morello came in and invested well over $100 million into this property and has turned it into something that's even more beautiful than it was when it first opened, which is hard to believe because it was incredibly beautiful back then. One of the things that's striking to me, and I will get to a question here momentarily, is that it sits on 150 acres of land. For people to get perspective, that is close to three times the size of City Center, where City Center sits. So the potential for it beyond what it is now is even greater. Give me your thoughts on Mr. Morello and this property and where you feel it's heading in the near and perhaps a little further out future.
Yeah, so Alex Morello, he has a history of taking a distressed asset and seeing the potential of it and making that investment and seeing the potential come to fruition. A little bit about his background. His mom and dad are Cuban immigrants. They were accountants in Havana when Fidel Castro came to power. And at that time, they were very outspoken about the terrible things that Castro was doing to the people of Cuba. That eventually made them have to get out of the country. It became an untenable situation for them to remain. And Alex is the middle of three brothers, and his mother was pregnant with his oldest brother at the time they came over. And his dad was not able to come over at the same time because he was evading Castro's army. And so they have the immigrant mindset. It's an incredible American success story. What Alex and his brothers are also very successful on their own, but Alex is the most successful. And to come to this country literally with nothing and to achieve the things he has by building on that history of looking at distressed assets. It started out in real estate, and then it moved to the restaurant business in Southern California. And then it just blossomed into all these different segments of the economy, where today we have media assets, we have construction assets. Alex is the largest shareholder in Commercial Bank of California, which is the largest minority-owned bank that does a lot of small business lending. And then he was always a fan of the casino business. He used to go to Vegas for fun with his wife growing up. And when he would sit down at a table in a casino, he would be looking at all the different parts and how they interacted, from the gaming piece to the restaurant piece to the entertainment piece. And the wheels started churning. And then in 2011, at the depths of the recession, he had an opportunity to buy the Grand Sierra. Now, I've grown up in Reno, and I've seen all the iterations from MGM to Bally's to Hilton to the first iteration of GSR. And at that time, people were really wondering if gaming was a viable business in Reno anymore. And he saw the potential of it. He's invested over $300 million in the property since then. Wow. We went from being, you know, one of the lowest performing properties in terms of casino revenue and hotel revenue to now we're number one across the board. And that's really a testament to the vision that he had for the property. And it's got good bones. It was built by Kerkorian, as you mentioned. It was built big. And so there was a lot of ability to make the investment and utilize parts of the property that had never been utilized before. We've been so successful in Reno. A few years ago, we had the opportunity to purchase the former SLS in Las Vegas, and we rebranded, we embraced the history of Las Vegas, and we brought back the Sahara name. You know, it sits on the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Sahara. It's an iconic property. It's older, but in just the last few years, you're able to see the same investment in that property that we've seen up here, and we hope to replicate the success that we've had at GSR in Las Vegas.
Yeah, and when I was down in Las Vegas recently, I'm seeing the improvements that have already occurred. Sahara has really already turned that property around in so many ways. It seems to me, and I brought this up a lot over the years, when people said that Reno was going down, and I always said it was all about marketing, because you can market a bunch of rocks in the middle of nowhere and people will come and see it if you market it properly. And my example would be a place called Stonehenge. It's a bunch of rocks that you have to travel quite a distance to see, but the marketing for Stonehenge over the years, of course it's historical, etc., but you can get people to go somewhere if you market it correctly. And that seems to be part of the genius of the Morello Group, has been to market this property once you've built something that's worth coming to see.
We have, and we've really focused for the Grand Sierra on customers in the Northern California, Sacramento, Bay Area market. But at the same time, we're able to utilize our media assets in Southern California.
I explain what that is for the folks that don't understand the phrase media assets.
So we own four different radio stations and two TV stations in Southern California.
Which is huge.
It is huge. Think of all the time that people spend commuting in their cars. People are listening to the radio a lot more often than they are in other parts of the country. And so we're able to run promotions, come visit the Grand Sierra, come visit Reno, stay and play at Reno Tahoe, and we've seen a large increase in the number of customers that we have coming out of Southern California because of that. And what it does is it generates momentum. People start thinking about Reno if you live in the LA market, whereas before they were probably only thinking about Vegas. And then once they come up here, a lot of people have an image of Reno in their head already, but once they come here, I think they're pleasantly surprised with what Reno actually is, what the climate is, you know, the beautiful scenery that we have, all that we have to offer. So utilizing that triangle, if you want to call it that, between Reno, Vegas, and Los Angeles, where we have a presence, it's paid dividends, and it works on cross promotions if you want to visit the Sahara in Las Vegas as much as it does up here in Reno.
And from an economic point of view, if you own television and radio stations, you are able to utilize a lot of, you know, free media, as it were, because you already own those properties. You're not having to buy incredibly expensive airtime in one of the second largest market in the country.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So it's a huge asset for us that we are utilizing to the extent that we can. And we're even trying to utilize it and generate some fan base for our hockey team as well in Arizona through that.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back much more on the Grand Sierra and the Sahara in Las Vegas right after this timeout.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Finish. Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great.
People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Andrew Diss. He's the Vice President of Government Affairs for the Morello Group. They own the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno and the Sahara in Las Vegas. One of the areas that I'm excited about is the ability for the Morello Group, through their properties, through their media properties, to market to the Hispanic market, because I think that that has been, for most companies, a lost opportunity, that they have not really seen the Hispanic market for the market it truly is, which is they buy everything that everybody else does. There's no difference. They need houses, they need cars, they need washing machines. If you go to Walmart, Walmart was one of the first companies that had advertising in English and Spanish, because Walmart only understands one color, green. And if there's money to be made, they're gonna figure out a way to make it. So what are the opportunities being based in Los Angeles for the Sahara and for the Grand Sierra Resort to be able to bring in, you know, especially the middle class Hispanic folks who have maybe not indulged in the casino experience or the hospitality? Because it's so much more these days than just casinos, although unfortunately because of COVID, we're relying more on gamers, but it is a much bigger experience.
It is, and I'm glad you bring that up, Sam, because you know Alex takes great pride in being a Latino business owner. He is the only major gaming operator that is a minority in this state. He is the largest minority media owner in Southern California. And he really focuses on that market because, just as you said, it doesn't make a difference, you know, if you're white or Hispanic or if you're black or if you're Asian, you still want to come and you visit these properties and have a good experience. And so we actually have a couple radio stations and a TV station that are Hispanic stations, and we do a lot of advertising through those. But you also see it reflected with the programming we have in our entertainment at GSR. We have a lot of Hispanic bands that come and perform, and quite frankly, a lot of those shows, they sell out and they do a lot better than some of our other shows do. So it's a great market for us to focus on, and we're in a prime position to take advantage of our connections to the Latino community.
You know, it was interesting. This is going back a few years, but there was a lady who was known as the Connie Francis of Hong Kong, who was appearing at the Grand Sierra. I don't remember which name it was under in those days, but there was nobody in the showroom. My wife and I wanted to go see them with a local entertainment critic. And there was nobody in the showroom, and the show was at midnight at, say, 11:30. 11:45, that place was packed with Asian gaming customers to see this lady. She was terrific. She did half the show in Chinese, half the show in English. The audience loved it. She was terrific. At the end of the show, we walked outside. Every table in the casino was packed. Every table. I mean, the business that they drew from that concert. And yet, I would say 99% of the people in this region had no clue of who she was or why they should go to a concert like that. And so I think, you know, as you open up each group, there are opportunities like that to be able to develop business. And if you're the only ones that are really chasing that business, then that's a great place to be.
Yeah, you hear the term synergy a lot in this industry, and a prime example is the entertainment, which brings in a lot of people to the property. And just as you said, Sam, as soon as the show lets out, a lot of those people, they're not going directly home. They're lingering, and they're staying on the casino floor. But even before the show started, a lot of them are making an entire night of it where they're eating and dining in the restaurant before the show begins, and then they stick around, and whether they want to go to Lex, the nightclub, after the show ends, or they want to hit the tables, whatever they want to do, we have that all-in-one offering for them that kind of makes us unique in Reno, whereas it's kind of the norm in Las Vegas, but we really are unique in everything that we have to offer in Reno.
All right, we'll take another break. We'll be right back with Andrew Diss after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Andrew Diss. He's the Vice President of Government Affairs for the Morello Group. So let's talk the reality of today at this point in time. We're seeing Las Vegas at this moment appear to be like a drive-up market where busy on the weekends, not so busy during the week, in fact, really slow during the week. Is that correct? And how is Reno responding at the same time?
It is, Sam. You know, the thing that's really holding Vegas back is the lack of flights and still the lingering fear of people to travel. Vegas has really made a strong shift, which was for the better, with a strong focus on conventions, which fills the properties Monday through Thursday. And then weekends take care of themselves with your FIT customer. But the conventions and how slow that is going to be to return is very concerning for Las Vegas, because we've kind of seen a makeover on that market where everything is geared towards that type of customer. The other thing is, which is going to hold things back, is, you know, Vegas just completed the Allegiant Stadium this week, and the Garth Brooks concert was supposed to be the first event there, and then you were going to roll into UNLV and Raiders football, and the Raiders announced just this week that they're not going to be having any in-person games. So it's all very concerning how long that it's going to take. People are not going to start traveling back to Vegas until there's some sort of vaccine and then they feel comfortable getting on a plane again. You can only rely so much on that Southern California drive market. But when you compare that drive on the I-15 from Southern California to Vegas with the drive on I-80 from the Bay Area or Sacramento to Reno, it's a much easier, much more pleasant drive on 80 coming from Northern California to Reno. So that's why Reno has been able to weather this current situation a little bit better. We've seen our numbers bounce back. I can tell you from personal experience walking through the Grand Sierra and walking through the Sahara, we're much, much busier at the Grand Sierra. And it's not just on weekends. I think what's happening is a lot of people in Northern California have been cooped up for so long where they can't go sit down inside of a restaurant, where they've all been working from home. They say to themselves, why don't I just bring my laptop to Reno and I do that from the GSR or from the Peppermill or from the Atlantis or wherever they're staying.
And has it shown, perhaps more so than we had really realized for a long time, how much of social entertainment gaming establishments are? It's not just about gambling per se, but it's about the relationships with the bartenders, the waitresses, the change people, the hotel people, all the rest. It just seems that people have been craving that social interaction, and they were missing it. And now, because it seems like almost every jurisdiction, the locals portion of it has come back even stronger than it was before COVID, which is astonishing, really.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So I listened to the earnings call for Red Rock Resorts yesterday, and Red Rock is a big locals operator in the Las Vegas market. And they were talking about their business levels at Green Valley Ranch and at Red Rock up in Summerlin. And they sounded bullish on those properties because they have had such a quick recovery with their locals coming back. We've also seen that at our properties. And just like you said, a lot of it is that personal relationship that people have developed over years frequenting a property. They want to go see the bartender that they know at Charlie Palmer, or they want to go play in front of their favorite dealer, whatever it is. But that craving for that personal social interaction is very strong. And I think you see it play out with the return to business that we've experienced.
Are you holding out some optimism that in certain counties, the governor has allowed bars to reopen? Do you think that that's going to be able to maintain itself across the state as the numbers get better?
I certainly hope so, and I think it was a very smart move by the governor to make that play, to take a more granular county-by-county approach rather than impose a standard across the entire state. Washoe County is very close when you look at the metrics that we have to hit in order to reopen our bars. You know, we need to drop down to a 7% positivity rate over 2 weeks, and currently we're at 7.5%. Vegas is closer to 12. Vegas is going to take much longer to hit that point, but we're very close. And if we keep up with the testing, we have been testing our people at GSR fairly frequently, every couple weeks. That's a large percentage of test numbers that we're adding to our county total. So we're doing as much as we can to help that, but I applaud the governor for taking that step.
And that's where we have to leave it, but come back.
We'd
appreciate it. Thank you. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.